bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
And you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Follow you. found the peace for what I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I cannot hold. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got a peace that I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I cannot hold. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got a peace of what I can't control. I got a joy. I found a peace for what I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I can't find. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got a peace for what I can't control. I got a joy down in my soul. I got a praise that I can't find.
If it's something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
Teddy saw at the wheel in the middle of the week. John talked about it. Him the book of the seven seals. Some call him the Rose of Sharon. Others call him the Prince of Peace. But tell me,
will change things. Yes, it will. I know prayer will. Thank you, Jesus. It will change things. All you have to do, just ask in His name. I know prayer will, yes it will, change pain. Hallelujah. Let me say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Prayer will, hallelujah. It will change pain. Yes it will. I know prayer. It will change things. All you have to do, just ask in His name and live by His command. I know prayer will, it will change things. Hallelujah. Let me say it, boy. Prayer will. Hallelujah. It will change things. Can I get a witness? Hey. I know prayer will. Thank you, Jesus. It will change things. All you have to do. Prayer is a key to the kingdom. Yes, it is. And I found out one thing. I know faith will unlock doors. All you have to do. Yes, ask in His name, hallelujah, and just live by His command. I know prayer will, yes, Lord, it will change things. Hallelujah. I know prayer will. I'm a living witness that prayer will change things. It'll keep your home together.
Change everything.
It'll make you love everybody. I don't care what you're going through. I know prayer will change things.
Change.
I know prayer will change things, y'all. Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find, and the door shall be opened.
I don't care what you're going through. All you gotta do is call on Jesus.
He'll make a way sometime out of no way, if He will.
But I found out one thing. He may not come when you want Him, but I know He's always on time. Try with change, thank you. Call on Jesus,
y'all.
I know prayer with change.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Standing here thinking about it, and you've been good to me, and I thank you every morning, getting out of my bed. So people dying everywhere, but I'm still here. Tell you how blessed I am right now. I called my mother and she said, hello. You, Dad, have been gone a while now, but I thank you that your mama is still alive. And the reason I'm grateful right now, Jesus, people sick of I'm
can I welcome you in? You're the host, I am the guest. How can I tell you to move when you're already working here in this room? How could the clay say to the potter, why did you make me this way? And how could time stay through eternity? Get on my schedule, 'cause you're running late. You are holy, holy. You already spoken over me. Hey. Tell me, why would I beg for a blessing when you already told me to believe? Oh, and I don't wanna cry for your favor when it's already something given to me. Oh, I'm done with all of my complaining, 'cause all of my worries I give on to thee.
all over the world say, holy, holy. As it is in heaven we cry,
just want you. I just want you. We just want you. We just want you, yeah. We just want you. We just want you. Say
I don't need a God. Don't give up.
Don't give in.
Don't give in. You're tuned in to this stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beats.
Mixing
the beat. In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ. Hit me with another track.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
Come on, say it with me.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
One more time.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
Can I sing it to you how he gave it to me? I want to sing it to you how the Lord gave it to me.
Yeah. I shall rise. I shall be. I shall go in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me. I shall rise, I shall be, I shall go in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated. And because God is the greatest power, we shall we
is exalted. Never be defeated.
Woo!
Never be defeated.
Come on, say the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
God is exalted.
God is exalted.
Never be defeated.
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 The devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
God is exalted.
God is exalted.
Never be defeated.
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 season. Come on, break out of your pot. Say it because. That to say, I know how the circumstances may look, and I know how the circumstances may seem, but there is victory against all odds, because God is the greatest power.
Never be defeated. I can live without you.
Y'all ain't forgot that one, haven't you? I know I'm old school and I'm probably the oldest one up here, but y'all ain't forgot that one. Help me sing that one.
There is no way.
My.
I can go on.
Y'all forgive, I feel like I'm back in Bibb County. I feel like I'm back home on Pebble Street. Y'all help me say, burdens are too much.
Burdens are too much.
My.
For me to say.
Listen, y'all just praise them on this last Sunday. There is no way.
I can live without you.
I wish y'all type that in the comments. Don't spectate. Y'all help participate. Say, there is no way.
There is no way.
Oh, my, listen. Listen.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
The People's Station.
Bless you, real, real good. I just want to remind you that you need to sometimes live a sermon so you can really preach the sermon. The Lord lets you experience it before you preach it, and He takes you through. so he can bring you out. You got to go through something. You got to go through something. He allows you to go through. And as we said, to have a test. Because if you have not had a test, then you don't have a testimony. And I came to tell you that I could have complained. I could have complained about my sickness. Could have complained, well, just about everything. About my family, about the church, about my finance. But people that complain all the time never get anywhere. I want to tell you what I've done. I've learned to trust in the Lord. He'll see you through. If he takes you through the valley of the shadows of death, he'll bring you out on the other side. And on the other side is a table prepared for you. But you got to go through. If I don't say anything else, God will. He will. He will. He'll see you through. Let me tell you what he done for me. He brought me through.
Yes, he did.
He brought me through.
Uh-huh.
He brought me through. Praise the Lord. He brought me through.
Oh, yeah.
He brought me through.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He'll do it for you.
Listen, Reverend, I want to help you say.
He brought me out. He brought me out. He brought me out. Praise the Lord. He brought me out.
Oh, yes, he did.
He brought me out. Hallelujah. For you.
Hey, hey. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He'll do it for you.
At some time in the midnight hour, he dried my tears.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you.
The Lord dried my tears.
You speaking the sentiment of so many of us.
He dried my tears.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Praise the Lord.
We've been made. For a
night. He tried.
Hey.
He wiped away all my tears.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He'll do it. He'll do it for you. I know he will. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you trust him, he'll do it for you. Listen, what else did he do for you, Reverend? Tell me.
He gave me joy. He gave me joy.
He gave me joy. Praise the Lord. Hey, hey. He gave me joy.
He gave me joy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He will do it. Yes, he will.
He'll do it for you. Hallelujah.
He'll bring you out. Oh, yeah.
HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Take my hand. Because you got the same tonight.
Thank you. You
The People's Station.
Do you thank God every day for life, health, and strength? I am so grateful for what God is doing in my life every day. I believe someone need a word today that will take them into next week. Are you ready to be blessed by the man of God? We are right at the top of the hour of 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now let's join Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Siler City, North Carolina. Good morning, Pastor Wilson. Do you thank God every day for life, health, and strength?
Good morning. Good morning to you. God bless you. Amen. May heaven smile upon you. It's another day's journey, and I don't know about you. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it, regardless of what your circumstances look like. Amen. It may not be what you want it to be, but thanks be to God, as the old folks said, it is as well as it is. I'm going to rejoice. Tell everything that have breath, you ought to praise ye the Lord. Come on now. Come on, everything. He said if you won't do it, he's going to have the rocks to cry out, and the rocks don't even have breath. Amen. Praise the Lord. The day is October the 1st, the first day of the month. Hallelujah. And the first Sunday, all at the same time. And thanks be to God. Amen. Today we're going to Psalm 77. Psalm 77. Get you some pen and paper. That's right. I'm going to slow it down. And we're going to take some notes. Amen. Psalm 77. Psalm 77. Today is communion. And we're going to have a go ahead and get your sacraments and your elements together, your cracker, your bread, your juice, what you're having. And we will consecrate it. And we will do it all immediately following the message for the communion. Amen. Just go ahead and get it all together. Amen. Today we're going to slow it down. Amen. One of our faithful listeners, Sister Riles, she told me, she said, now, you know, when you get down at the end, the point where you're asking people to repeat and they're doing the prayer of confession and salvation, give them time to repeat what you said. She's got an excellent point. That's right. No use asking to repeat and you just flying and going on to something else. You know, we sort of on a time thing here. And that's a good point, and I'm going to slow it down for him. Amen. Amen. Sister Riles, I tell you, you can tell her, ask her what's the address of the church, and she already know it. True Community Church, Post Office Box 158, Siler City, North Carolina, 27344. She can say it in her sleep. Amen. So you all write to us. Amen. Just write. It's nothing just to say hello, and Pastor, we are praying for the church, praying for you, and we're still with you, and all of that. Just write. That's right. Write the vision. Something you want us to pray with you about, write it and send it to us. That's right. And we're going to nail it to the heart of God. Amen. 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 Those of you who met Pastor last Sunday at another service, I had two services, this one and then another one afterwards. I had another service to rush to, and amen, they had another ministry that was set up to come, and something happened in their pastor's minister's family, and they asked me to come in and fill in, and some of you met the pastor there, met me there, and thanks be to God. We had a time of the Lord, and people were just truly blessed. The Lord met us there. Amen. The anointing of God was there. Amen. Let us get ready. Psalm 77. Pray. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we come in the name of your Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the mercies of God. We thank you, Lord, for you've been so good to us, better with us than we sometimes even be to our own selves. But you look beyond all our faults, and you saw nothing but our need. And, Lord, we're just thankful. We're thankful, Lord, for we can look to the hills and knowing that our help is right there waiting on us, coming from the Lord. And, Lord, there's somebody right now standing at the crossroads of life and trying to figure out and make some serious major decisions. And Lord, somebody now got a wariation on them about something, that some news the doctor may have given them and may have been turned down for a job or trying to buy something or in a relationship that just gone sour. And Lord, we're praying, Lord, that you touch their heart, their mind, body, and soul. I speak healing over them right now. I speak healing over their mind in the name of Jesus, that the enemy cannot take their mind and cannot take them in a direction that you, hallelujah, didn't even create for them to go. And I speak life right now over their mind. I speak life over their body right now in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Yeshua, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that they healed and made whole again like the lady with the issue of blood. Hallelujah, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. They are healed right now, and they got to believe by faith that it's done, that whatever the doctor thought he saw, the next time he looked, he won't see that anymore. Oh, we got so many miracle testimonies of that very thing. So many. It should be standard. Miracles should not be something, extraordinary. It should be standard. That should be standard. Why? For the believer. And Lord, we thank you for your word have already promised it to us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. You say you take care of all of our infirmities. I see. Oh, your word in Psalm 103 sums it all up. And we're declaring and decreeing that word over the people today. We're praying for their mind, body, and that their soul, hallelujah, be also healed and made, hallelujah, prepared for Jesus' return. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, lead and guide this service. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have thine way, O Lord. Speak the words, Lord, in hallelujah, that you have your people to say, to hear. And I pray, Lord, that the word that I preach is in your accuracy and in your spirit. And it end up with signs, wonders, and miracles shall follow it. In Jesus' name I pray. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, I believe now. Somebody say, I'm standing on faith. Somebody right now ought to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Here am I, send me. Yes, Lord, I'm standing on the promises of God. Somebody right now say, Lord, I believe now. I see my salvation. I see my salvation. I see my salvation. I see my healing. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, let's go. Psalm 77. And the second verse of it says, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and I was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. This is Asaph talking. And I want to use from that Psalm 77, the entire Psalm 77, a subject. Don't be depressed. Be blessed. Amen. Don't be depressed. You be blessed. Amen. Because you're blessed. Amen. Psalm 77 is a helpful passage when you're down and depressed. And whether you will admit it or not, we all have been somewhat in despair at some time or another in our life, slapped with a setback or perhaps a grief or a loss. The effects of stress can get you depressed and down, for we are a human in a human body and a flesh that is weak. But then there's a kind of depression that is even more complicated because its triggers lie within the form of a chemical imbalance. Some people, you just said, I just don't understand why they just say, the more you talk to them, there could be something medically going on, a chemical imbalance, which means the person cannot escape that black hole without some serious medical attention or a supernatural intervention. Stay with me now. For some, it can be a battle of a weary sadness on many forms and show itself in many ways. This psalm here is written by a Levite. A Levite were those who took care of the temple. They couldn't work a regular job. They didn't work a regular job. Their job was to take care of the temple. And that's right. And the people took care of all of their affairs and expenses. Why? Because they took care of the temple. And here is, in this Psalm 77, Asaph, A-S-A-P-H, Asaph, one of David's three chief musicians, and his one of David's, King David's, right? One of King David's worship leaders. Here today in Psalm 77, this is Asaph. He was going through some things. And yes, he's a worship leader, been around David, Levite, taking care of the temple, and have heard so many words of God and worshiping it. But yet he found himself like we as Christians can find ourselves sometimes. It is a beautiful here in Psalm 77, a beautiful testimony of a man who was suffering but saw the light and came out of the darkness into the marvelous light. In other words, he no longer was going to be depressed. He had made up his mind he was going to be blessed. And the psalm relates the story of a man who experienced what seemed to be an unresponsiveness of God. You know how it is. He thought God just wasn't going to respond or was not responding to his prayers. And you've been there, and you said, where is God? You're in the 11th hour of your situation, and the time is about to run out. But realize God, our time is not God's time, and we as believers have got to stop letting the enemy put a time on us for God's blessing. Amen. Because if you tap into the our other kingdom is not operating on a time clock. And so he was thinking God just wasn't going to respond to his prayers, and it drove him almost to the point of despair and depression. But then he saw what was wrong. See, you and I, when we get to a certain point, things are going on. We got to look, and first of all, we got to look at ourselves. We're always looking at somebody else and looking at God. First of all, we got to do an analyzation, an observation. That's right. We got to check out ourselves first. Do an examination. You go to the doctor and say, yeah, here for my annual checkup here with the doctor. What about your annual spiritual checkup? And so he saw what was wrong and changed and corrected, guess what, his thinking. Because we know the scripture says, as a man thinketh, so is he. We got to have faith in God. You are, the word of God says, we are what we say we are. We are what we think we are, and we are what we believe we are. If that's what we're gonna declare and decree, then that's what you'll end up being. So Psalm 77 gives us a pattern now of how to follow to regain our emotional and spiritual strength when life get us down. So write this down. I'm going to give you 3 points. It won't be long either. We're going to do our communion. 3 points to follow. Number one is, first of all, cry out to God. Cry out to God. We see that here. Let's go to Psalm 77. Pick it up in the first verse. And he says, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice. And he gave, and he know God was listening then. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord, and my soul ran in the night. And cease not, my soul refused to be comforted. And I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. You know, all that complaining will overwhelm your spirit. It'll get your spirit down. You're all that complaining. Amen. Get up in church and sing the song. I won't complain. And the people shout up something. But yet, you'll leave church and nothing but a complaint. And it is there with Selah, S-E-L-A-H, Selah is a Hebrew word, and it was interpreted as a blessing, meaning forever. So it, you'll see it in the Old Testament, especially in the Psalms. You'll see some verses or some passages of scripture, and it'll end with Selah, meaning what you just read or what we just said shall be. So mote it be or it shall be forever. And so perhaps, you know, you can identify with Asaph. You saw here, he was troubled, but he cried out to the Lord. But don't miss what is his first response. Look at his first response in his battle with depression. He doesn't pretend. He didn't. He doesn't bury his depression in a state of disillusion. Just act like it don't even exist. He doesn't fake it. He doesn't get in front of everybody and just fake happiness. But there's no indication that he turned to food or shopping. You know how folks just say, well, you know, got depressed, what happened? And somebody said, what's going on with her? Well, you know, she's depressed, man. That's why she's doing a lot of eating. And some people say, well, you know, get depressed, just go and shop. That's kind of help out. And some folks, well, they turn to alcohol or drugs. And some to a number of other means people commonly use to cope with despair or when they're down and out or depressed. But look at this here. Notice there, he did not go that route. It doesn't say anything about that. And instead, he got honest with God, really honest, a cry out aloud to God. He shouted it out, oh, Lord, hear my cry. Hallelujah. He yelled out his prayer. And then in verse 3, he describes this even further. Look at it. I think of God. I groan. And the word groan can mean anything, everything from a quiet noise to a raging explosion, yelling out, groan, oh, Lord, have mercy, hear my cry. And number 2 now is the pattern here when you're trying to come out of depression. Number 1, cry out to God. Number 2, redirect your thoughts. Redirect your thoughts. You got this. You got to change and switch your thoughts another way. You're going down the wrong road. You realize it. Then you're going to have to redirect. Science said detour. Turn and go another way. Get out there on the bypass and go around or do something. Redirect your thoughts. Look at it now in verse 4 as we continue. Thou holdest my eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. As some said, I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. Remember now, he was a musician, one of the chief musicians in David's David at the temple, a Levite, taking care of the temple, a worship leader, Asaph was. And he said, I commune with my own heart. Look at the word commune is already communing with his own heart. See, a lot of us having a problem dealing with other folks because we never have had a communion with our own heart. Hallelujah. Fall in love with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be not in despair or depressed with you. Hallelujah. And he said, and my spirit made diligent search. Hallelujah. It's search. You know, you go in there and you looking for something and you put what you're looking for into the search bar and you let your computer do and try to find it. Sometimes you need to slow down and let your spirit do a search of your heart, of your soul. Hallelujah. And he goes on in the 7th verse, will the Lord cast off forever? Is he listening to me? And will he be favorable no more? He's not going to favor me anymore. Is his mercy clean done forever? Is he done with me? Have he taken his hands off me? He has no more mercy. Doth his promise fall forevermore? No more promise? Have God forgotten to be gracious? He said he's going to be gracious. Have he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. Or have he shut them up forever? And you know, people, including some Christians, speak words of lies and deception. And see what happens when you get in despair and situations come against you. The first thing the enemy wants you to do is start speaking death again. And remember, the power is in the tongue. You can speak life over it or you can speak death. And people, including Christians, speak words of lies and deception and of despair. That's right. Saying things like, well, you know, I guess that must be right what the doctor said and all, you know, because the disease run in the family. And I guess that's it. It's automatically the same thing here too, and all of it. No one in the family, you know, they'll say stuff like no one in the family ever went to college. I guess I shouldn't go either. You know, if I ain't doing good, I understand because, you know, everybody in the family always had trouble in school, you know. And then they go on and they speak any lies over their own life and spirit and over their soul. Well, you know, he just like his father. You know, his father won't no good and he won't never mount in that neither. Speaking all these lies that the devil have put into your mind and your spirit and you can't it out. And all these lies will depress you. That's right. And when people say things like that again, or if it's you saying it, you need to tell them or tell yourself, say, listen, hold it right there. Hold it. What did you just say? Tell me the truth about that. And they're going to say, what you mean? Tell me the truth about that, because what you are saying is not what's written up in heaven. What you saying is not what the God I serve said. Deuteronomy, the 3rd chapter and the 9th verse. It'll tell you all about it. And God said, everything you're going to lay your hand on or to is going to prosper. And Psalm 91, what you going to do with it then if you're going to believe the lie about all this stuff that it said going to happen because you come out of a certain family, this and that? What are you going to do with Psalm 91 in the 16th verse? God said, with long life will I satisfy you. Huh? And show you my salvation. And they said 1,000 might come on one side and 10,000 on the other. Well, if you're going to accept it, I didn't say don't be in denial that might see something, whatever, but you got to speak life over it. That's right. You speak life over it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you got to rebuke it. Amen. And you're going to stand on the word of God. Whose report will you continue to believe? Satan have Christians lying about themselves, and he hope that they'll say it long enough for them to put a curse and depression on their own self. So you got to watch your thoughts and your mouth, and you should be calling things what a bit. Come on. You calling things as though they were. You know, you good at it doing it when you want that car. And you want that car, you know you can't afford it. So, oh, no, I'm claiming this in the name of Jesus. This is going to be mine, that house that you want. Oh, no, this is mine. But when it comes to your body or your health or something more serious than that, all of a sudden you can't have that same kind of faith. You can't speak that same kind of life. For some reason then, you can speak it for material things and really believe it, and go on and won't let nobody talk you out of it. But yet, when it comes to spiritual and your body and all, somehow or another, you don't have that same level or spirit of faith. Satan don't want you to speak it out there, speaking life, especially speaking it out loud. Why? Because you might, somebody else might hear it, and you might convince somebody else that not to believe that lie. You might convince somebody else, don't be depressed. Be blessed. Let's continue. And so we have to redirect our thoughts. And look, the scripture said, and I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will, the 11th verse, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of thy work and talk of thy doings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go back and remember the works when God did it. Go back and meditate on when God did it. Go back and take a look at the work that he did. Don't redirect your thoughts. Don't just lay your thoughts on what you see happening right now in a dire situation. Go back. Lord, take me back. Take me back to the place where I first believed. Take me back to the place where I first received. Take me back to a place where I know what I saw I was doing good. Take me back to the place where I was on the top and not the bottom. You know, I lost some information. I thought I lost it on the computer. But there's a thing you can go in there and type in there and go to a certain thing and say restore back to a certain date. Just take the computer back to that certain date and time and go from there. And that's what you're going to have to do to the point before it messed up. It can do that, restore. And if a technology can do it, oh, I spiritual life can do it. The word of God can take us there. So during one of many sleepless nights, Asaph concludes that God was keeping him awake for a reason. Sometime when you're tossing and turning, and God's got you awake for a reason. And when you can't sleep at night, especially a certain hour and time. Asaph said, you have kept me from closing my eyes. He says in verse 4 back, he says, he lay there in the silence, unable to speak, and his mind drifted back to sweeter times. Amen. That's what you got to do when you're depressed. Go back to some sweet times. Verse 5, if your relationship is going sour, well, was there ever a time that it did pretty good? Go back and think about that. And if you can't find not one time it will, that means you didn't ever get off to a good start from day one. But verse 5 says, Asaph says, I consider the days of old, years long past. At night, I remember my music. I meditate in my heart and my spirit ponders. Asaph deliberately focused his thoughts on those past times when God seemed to, he was so near to him. He knew he was, and he could push back the darkness with a song. Oh, I don't know what Asaph's song was that he played. I don't know what his song, he was a worship leader. I don't know, but if it was a day, maybe this song would have been Better Days Are Coming. Hallelujah. May it have been Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. On others, thou art calling. Please, please, Lord, I'm crying out. Don't pass me by. Perhaps he broke through the depression with a song, I am redeemed. Bought with the price, Jesus have changed my whole life. If anybody asks, just tell them I am redeemed. Oh, so the pattern here is, number one, cry out to the Lord. And number two, you're going to have to redirect your thoughts. And to come out of it, number three, magnify God and not your problems. That's right. See, you're magnifying the problems. That's all you talk about. You on the phone telling everybody the bad report and the bad news, and you just magnifying, putting it all on social media, magnifying, giving it all kind of promotions. And no wonder it won't go away, because it's getting promoted by you for free. And then it can pick up some more customers and put fear in some more people and pick up some more customers of despair just from you posting it. That problem. But magnify God. That's right. Give thanks unto the Lord. He said to give thanks unto the Lord even in times like these. And there is something about worship that resets the soul. But worship is not the natural instinct of a depressed person for some reason. When a person is in despair, it seems like worship is the last thing that's on their mind. The flesh don't go there immediately. It don't go there by natural instinct. And when gloom closes in and all that once drive our life fades. And we tend to want to pull the blanket over our head and get in the bed and stay and be hid from God. And you know, over in Genesis, God used to meet Adam, amen, at the close of the day. And then the day they were hid, Eve were hid, and God said, "Where art thou?" And they were hid. And that's what we want to do, hide from God. That's the worst mistake we can make in despair, is hiding from God. And then you want to hide from everybody else. But Asaph, he pushed himself to come to worship. That's right, a worship leader. But he had to push himself, had to press your way to the mark of a high calling with Christ Jesus. Push yourself. Come on, push it through. Like a lady having a child. Push until you see the evidence. Until you see the evidence of life. And maybe you can be led into worship better if you're in the assembly with other believers. Come on now. And there are some very helpful benefits to gathering with God's people. That's right. Forsake not the assembly of saints. That's right. It's told us. There are some benefits to being there, touching the ground with other folks. Hallelujah. And worship together. Through worship, Asaph got his strength back. Look to the hills and which cometh to help, and realize that his help came from the Lord. Worship was to Asaph like spinach was to Popeye. He got his strength back. Oh, I'm reminding of a song. We worship you. Oh, with every breath I take. Come on and worship the Lord with me. We worship you alone. I give you my heart. Lord, I give you my soul. We worship you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on, let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. And as we enter into the house of the Lord, we sing, hallelujah, we can sing praises to our God, praises to our God, for the Lord, he is great, and he's worthy of all the praise. Magnifying the Lord, come on and lift him up, hallelujah. And then we get down to our scripture here, and Psalm 77, now the 13th verse, thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? And thou art the God that doest wonders, and that has declared thy strength among the people. And it says, and thou hast with thine arm redeemed my people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. And it ends with Selah again, forever it shall be. Oh, in the 16th verse, the water saw thee, O God, and the water saw thee. They were afraid, the depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water, a thunderstorm. The skies went out a sound. Oh, when you find yourselves in the storms of life. And down he says, thine arrows also went abroad. But listen here, the voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. Oh, the lightnings lightened the world, and the earth trembled and shook. And the way is in the sea, and thy path the greater waters, and thy footsteps not known. And thou leadest thy people like a flock by the hands of Moses. And like they did the children of Israel, led by Moses and Aaron. Oh, the word here, God, Psalm 77, Asaph said, I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. And when I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and my soul refused to be comforted. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. And will the Lord reject forever? When your soul is longing for comfort, cry aloud to the Lord. Seek the Lord in the day of trouble and trust, hallelujah, trust that God will do what he has always done on behalf of his people. He will not let you down. That's right. God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you even in time of trouble. I will deliver you from trouble, he says in Psalm 91, and I will give you long life and show you my salvation. Amen. You may begin with a huge problem and seeing only a little God in your view. Start off in the psalm here, but keep crying out to God and do as the psalmist did and force yourself to rehearse the past blessings of God's faithfulness and worship, begin to worship God. And with God, his promises are big and the problems will become small. The blessing of the Lord is on your life. That's right. And it brings wealth, wealth of good health. That's right. Wealth of peace and understanding. The blessing of the Lord is on you. Wealth of money and prosperity. Will you receive all of that? And with that blessing came a wall. With all of that blessing that the Lord, God himself, El Shaddai, have on you more. He's more than enough. El Shaddai. Hallelujah. And with that blessing comes a wall that's around you. Oh, the song said, build a fence all around me every day. And guess what? Wicked devices cannot penetrate it. Praise the Lord. Somebody tell God, thank you. And many are depressed because they have made a commitment with another person in a relationship who either don't even believe in the word or don't believe the word as you do or don't interpret it the same as you do. And there, right there, you already start off in despair, whether you realize it or not, and it will lead to a depression. Hallelujah, is there one? Hallelujah, is there one? Thank God. Amen. Tell God for the word. Psalm 77. Most of you probably didn't even know the psalm existed. Hallelujah. There's a word for you. Hallelujah. Accept God right now. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. To be saved. Accept him by accepting his son. Hallelujah. Accept God. Accept Jesus, the Son of God. Do it right now. Thank God. Hallelujah. He's going to save you from a burning hell. God is going to do it. You know, we look at sin. People just look at sin as sex because that's what the church always preach and teach. Look at sin as nothing but something about sex, drinking, stealing, or killing. But sin is going against God. Check it out. Going and doing the opposite of God's word. That's sin. The definition of it is missing the mark of what God said. Amen. Repeat after me. If you want to be saved, accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. That's the only way you're going to enter into heaven. That's right. Hallelujah. You can't put on enough white dresses to be good enough to get into heaven. You can't put on enough three-piece suits and sit in the amen corner. I don't care how many boards you sit on at church. It won't get you into heaven. You're going to have to. Nicodemus, you're going to have to be born again. Your spirit is going to have to be born again. You're going to have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Don't care if you sit on the front row in the church, sit in the pulpit, or sing in the choir. You're going to have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and follow him and God's will. You're going to have to accept Jesus. That's your first step. And then you work on these other things. That's your first step. You can work on all these other things and try to be the best person in the neighborhood and everything, but miss that first step of accepting Jesus as Lord. Guess what? All that other stuff is what? Vanity. It's all in vain. You got, in order to get in, you're going to have to show some ID. You can talk all you want to. When you get to the door, he's going to say, let me see your ID. Well, what's your ID? That I have accepted Jesus as Lord. And he's going to look in the book. Well, let me see if your name is already here. Let me see if your name on here. Oh, there it is right there. Oh, yeah, come on in. We have a mansion for you. You want to make sure your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Repeat after me now. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord over my life. be the Lord over my mind, body, and soul. Forgive me of my sins. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept you now as the Son of God. You died on the cross. You were buried. And you arose again. I accept that you're coming back again to receive me as your child. And where you are, I can be also, because I believe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving me now. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul from a burning hell of eternity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You saved. You saved. That's your ID right there. That's your ID. If you lose it, you don't have to go down to some office and get a duplicate copy, because your name is already written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's there. It is there. They got a record of it. You can lose all your paperwork. It's there. It's in the right place. Now you are a child of God. Now you can receive all of Abraham's blessings. Now you can receive your inheritance. Now your name has been added to the will of Jesus. So whatever he inherited, you inherited. You are heirs and joint heirs of Christ. I tell God, thank you. Hallelujah. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is now a new creature. All the things have passed away. Behold, all things have now become new for you. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Let me pray over you now. We command our abundance harvest in the name of Jesus. As believers now, we coming now to, hallelujah, to get our earthly inheritance now. That's right. You said whatever we lose here on earth, you lose in heaven. We want you to lose now our abundance harvest to come to us right now. Harvesting angels, go get up. Go get my good health. Go get my stuff, my house, my car, my jobs, my business. Go get the right person in the relationship and bring it to me right now. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And it's done, and I receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bring peace now. In the name of Jesus, bring comfort. Bring understanding. Bring deliverance. Bring healing right now. Bring more than enough. Bring my financial independence and harvest right now in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Yeshua, hallelujah, I thank you. I'm standing on the blood of Yeshua. And hallelujah, amen, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. We're getting ready to do communion. Go ahead and praise him. Praise him. Praise the Lord God. Praise the Most High God right now in Jesus' name. Now let's prepare for communion. Hallelujah. 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 There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners can plunge beneath the blood of Jesus and lose all their guilty stain. Lord God, right now, get your elements, and we're going to consecrate it. Hallelujah. And Lord God, our Father, as we come to this communion table today, I kneel before you in grateful remembrance of what you did for us at Calvary's cross with your son Jesus. And we come with a heart of humble thanksgiving. Almighty God, hear us, O merciful Father, who by your tender mercy did give your only son, Jesus the Christ, to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, who made thereby offering himself a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world. We most humbly beseech you and grant that we, receiving these, your elements of bread and juice, hallelujah, that they be now consecrated, hallelujah, and anointed, hallelujah, according to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, holy institution, in remembrance of his death, burial, and resurrection. May we be partakers now of your most blessed body and blood. Hallelujah, that we are believers of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have prayed the prayer of confession and salvation, And now we consider ourselves worthy by your word. And we are thankful. We are honored. We consider to be privileged to be worthy of this partaking in Jesus, for Jesus' precious death, burial, and resurrection until his coming again. We confess Jesus as Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Get your bread. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus met with the disciples, and the same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread. And this is what he said. Passed it around. First, he lifted it up towards heaven's way. And he gave thanks to it, to Almighty God. Then he broke off a piece, passed it around to all of the 12 disciples. And Jesus said, take, eat. This is my body, which is crucified for you, a given for the testament, a covenant I'm making with you now. This do it, often as you do it, in remembrance of me. So go ahead and take your bread. Hallelujah, and eat it. In remembrance of Jesus' body on the cross. Amen. When we do that, we are proclaiming the victory of the covenant and the Lord's death on the cross. Then he said that, then Jesus, in the same manner, he lifted up the cup and he lifted up towards heaven away, had God to bless it and gave thanks. And he took the cup, passed it around to the disciples, and he said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This, as often as you drink it, you're doing it in remembrance of me, Jesus said, for the blood that was shed, for the remission, to pay the price of the penalty on your behalf for all of your sins, past, present, and future. Now take it, take your juice as the cup of the new covenant for forgiveness of our sins. Because it said without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And this represents that. Take and drink. Thank you, Lord. And then he closes it. He says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are showing the world that you believe in the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection. And you're showing that you believe that you're waiting on him to come and back again. Amen. You believe that Jesus is Lord. Tell God thank you. Tell him thank you. Amen. Let me pray and give you the benediction. Hallelujah. And our God, our Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare and decree it done, life over them, not death. For your word said, God said, you shall live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord, to serve out your days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you're going to have to, hallelujah, keep the faith. You're going to have to speak life, or you're going to have to touch and believe with me. And Lord God, here we are, standing at the foot of Jesus. Lord, heal us. Touch them. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, mind, body, and soul, right now, because there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless their hand, bless their, hallelujah, hallelujah, give them the abundance, more than enough of good health, hallelujah, and good, nothing but wealth, money, and prosperity, in the name of Jesus, the seeds that they sow. Multiply, give them a 1,000-time return, more than enough, and keep turning it 100-fold. We declare and decree, and we're standing on the word of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Write to us, True Community Church, Post Office Box 158, Dollar City, North Carolina. The zip code is 27344. Pastor Wilson, for True Community Church, where everybody is somebody, and guess what? Jesus is Lord.
Thank you. He got up with all power in his hand. But you know what? He's going back to his Father in glory. And he's soon to come again. Everybody sing out. Sing for the blood of Jesus.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.